KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Coastal Currents, generously sponsored by Solutions Eco Goods, Glasshouse Garden Supply, and Bayside Garden. And Michael Zepenio is joining me here in the studio. Thanks for coming all the way down to Ferndale. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
You are with Explore North Coast.
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell, what is Explore North Coast?
Well, first I want to say I'm a little envious. I saw the note from Delia last night from San Francisco Airport, so I know she's out surfing in Mexico this morning.
No, Nicaragua.
Oh, Nicaragua. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Anyway. Wishing her all the best 3 weeks of surfing camp she can have.
Absolutely. So you're quite, Explore North Coast is a local kayak club. We've been around for years, and it's made up of probably about 120 members.
That's a big club.
It is a big club. And we have organized paddles twice a month. So usually there's a flat water paddle, and it's designed for people of, you know, all skills and abilities, and then usually an ocean paddle. So, for example, 2 weeks ago, we had a little event at Big Lagoon to teach. It was a free clinic to teach people basic strokes and boat handling. And next week, there's about 20 of us going to Mendocino to paddle along the Mendocino coast for 4 or 5 days. So
it's very beautiful country, and they've got like that rocky coastline, and
it's fantastic. Yeah.
I was lucky enough, a friend of mine got married right on the edge of a cliff there a few summers back, and I got to officiate. So we had this beautiful wedding on the edge of the world, you know.
It's spectacular, all the caves and things you can explore down there, and sea arches and little pocket beaches, and pretty
things
special
that you can't get to any other way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the same thing here. I've always said that being in Humboldt County and not kayaking would be like being in a ski resort and not knowing how to ski. There's so much stuff to do here, both the bay, the lagoons, the river estuaries, the ocean.
Yeah, I know it's special. Something that we are very excited about getting into.
Great.
So we will make a time. So you've got some things coming up for people to enjoy your services or
we
your
do.
Club.
So a couple things. We actually have a partnership with the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, and it's a twofold partnership. And the partnership is they co-sponsor with us a lecture series that we do every other month. And our next event is Monday, May the 10th from 6 to 8 p.m.
July the 10th.
July the 10th.
Sorry. In summer mode.
We're in summer mode. July the 10th, this coming Monday. And what the program is about, it's free, open to the public. I get people from the local community that are marine biologists, people from NOAA, people like Troy Nicolini that people would know, Terry Roloffs, Jeff Jacobson. Last month, our May meeting, we had Jim Sumick, who was an expert on gray whales, did a wonderful presentation.
Yeah, I think we got to talk about that a little bit here.
Yeah, you interviewed him.
It was very, very interesting. He would have been a great lecture.
Yeah, it was. So one of the things that's happened over this formal lecture that we've been doing with the Aquatic Center the last 3 years, 2.5 years, for 2.5 years, I've had previous speakers say, you need to get Gary Friedrichsen on the program. And Gary has agreed to be our speaker on Monday night.
So who is Gary?
Gary is a graduate of Humboldt State, has an amazing resume of work he's done with National Fisheries Wildlife. He's a marine biologist, expert in marine mammals, which is what he'll be talking about. He also spent a number of years here as a commercial fisherman and has an amazing wealth of experience. So not only is he an expert on marine mammals, but also has done a lot of work about studying birds all over the world. So we're just delighted to have.
That is like the triple play perfect person to have, because he's got so many cool areas of expertise.
He does.
And as long as we're talking about fishermen, before I forget, Ocean Night is coming up on Saturday at the Arcata Theater and Lounge, and it's Get to Know Your Fisherman Night. In addition to watching the documentary of the sea and talking about the seafood that we eat and what's locally harvested and all of that stuff. So that's part of what we promote on Coastal Currents.
Great.
So that's this Saturday at the Arcata Theater and Lounge, and then you get Sunday off, and then Monday.
And then Monday you come to our event.
And the event and the lecture is where?
It's at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center.
Very convenient.
Right, next to the Adorney Center. So easy to find, 6 to 8 p.m., free.
It's free. There's lots of parking.
Yeah.
He's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, he will be. He's, like I say, I've had people, Terry Roloffs, if you know Terry Roloffs, he's a retired fisheries professor from Humboldt. He just said, you have to get this guy. Jeff Jacobson, who is an expert on whales, particularly with orcas who's presented twice for us says, you need to get this guy. And fortunately, Gary said yes.
Well, that's wonderful. It's exciting because he has so many different areas that he can speak to.
Right.
And I think there are things that everybody's really interested in.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has an affinity for marine mammals.
Right.
And we have so many of them here on the North Coast. And there are delicate balances and safety distances and all the rest of it. And the more that people know about that, the safer everybody is.
Yep. Yeah. But we get people to talk about marine mammals. We've had Brian Tussaud, who heads up the Marine Lab in Trinidad, has been on our program twice to talk about the sea star wasting problem.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that and the kids at Trinidad School doing their citizen science bit with that.
Yeah. He also talked about rising sea temperatures. We had Dan Barton, who's amazing, who's doing amazing work on seabirds.
Cool.
He's been a presenter. And Troy Nicolini is always great. He'll talk about tides or waves,
he's
global
always,
warming.
Always a great person to talk to, always really interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this. So let's assume for a moment, we don't need to have any fiction here, that I am somebody who would be interested in learning about kayaking.
Great.
And so now I've met you and you're with Explore North Coast. How do I get started?
So that's a great question because, frankly, in the past, it was difficult because what you'd have to do is you'd find somebody like me that may have a couple extra kayaks and we're friends and I take you out. There are places like Kayak Zacks up in Stone Lagoon. You can go out with. Local outfitters will do that. But 2.5 years ago, we put together a partnership between us and the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center, and the purpose of that was to get people out on the water. So I will tell you that over the last 2 years, so we've done 2015-16, and we're in the middle of 2017 season. Those first 2 years, we got 900 people on the water.
That's so cool.
Now, of the 900, 90% had never been out on the boat.
Wow.
10% had been maybe a time or two, but nobody owned any gear,
and
the Aquatic Center made all this possible.
I think that's so wonderful because I've been somebody who's been involved in the water like all my life. I started body surfing when I was like 3 years old. My dad had me out in the waves when I was really itty bitty, back before girls did things like that. My sister and I used to teach people sailing all summer long and have this relationship with the water. And, part of what I love when I do occasionally get to go travel, if I go to warmer places, I do a lot of scuba diving.
Yeah.
And so for me, another way to get out and commune with Mother Ocean is always a great thing. And you were just telling me before we went on the air, you've had amazing bird watching lately.
I have. I took a tour, took some people out on a tour a week ago Friday, and it was just one of those special days where we saw, osprey catching fish, flying off. We saw, I've never seen so many night herons in one spot. Saw blue herons, egrets, harbor seals. It was just incredible. So just, and the neat thing about the bay, it's every time you go out, it's different. And the one thing I would say, going back to the 900 people, I've taught kayaking for years, and usually as people that want to learn skills, they've got kayaks, and it's all about skill building. The 900 people we get out from at the Aquatic Center, it's not about learning how to kayak. It's really about making it safe and fun. And the amazing thing, it's the most rewarding work that myself or our Sandy Activities guides involved is you get people on the water and this happens every single time. They've never been out there and they look back at the city of Eureka and they go, oh my gosh, there is this aha moment. And it happens. It's happened so many times. And we are convinced that when people have the opportunity to get on the water, they look at the environment differently. And that's kind of one of the missions. We're a nonprofit club, is to educate the public. And to get people out to experience that makes a huge difference. And we think they might think a little, more about taking care of our waterways and the environment. So we're pleased to be part of that.
Yeah, the environmental education value in seeing things in new and different ways is always worth its weight in gold, as far as I'm concerned. And, I'm so happy that so many people who are here in Humboldt are here because they appreciate the natural world, because they have a sensitivity to the local ecosystem and they want to see new and different things. So if I wanted to learn how to kayak, see things from the water, what do I do?
So here's what you do. So if you look at Center Activities has in their summer schedule, there are classes coming up. Like I'm leading an Ollie tour on August the 3rd for the tour of the bay.
So Ollie is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. For those of us who are 50 and older, you pay a small membership fee for the semester or the summer term, if you will, and then you have access to these amazing classes and experts.
So like in the fall, we always do a four-part Ollie series. So there's one on land class, we talk about safety in that, and then we do three on water classes. And that's this year, it's going to be the 29th, 31st of August and September 5 and 7. So the other thing you can do is, so look in the center activities catalog, both the summer one, the fall schedule will be coming out soon, and you'll see lots of water sports that you can get involved in. And honestly, we are working with people that have never been on the water and don't have experience. The other interesting thing about the Aquatic Center is you can go down there, like you and Cliff can go down there for $20. Mm-hmm. You run a kayak and all the gear that goes with it. And they'll give you a little bit of instruction and you can take off. If you want a double kayak, it's $25. So it's the best deal in town about getting on the water.
And it's then you don't have to like invest hundreds and hundreds of dollars in your in your own gear.
Right.
You know, you get to the point where you've done it a few times and you know which boats you like and then you can start shopping. But it's a great way to see if it's a sport you want to invest in. It's if it's a lifestyle change you want to make. You can always just keep going to center activities over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And not have to worry about where to store your boat. I don't have a garage.
And the equipment's really good. And like I say, we've been doing this partnership with them for about 2.5 years now. It's been really fun. And like I said, I'm being redundant, but getting people out on the water is really what it's all about. And I will add that when we're talking about getting people on the water, we have got worked with kids, and probably the oldest participant we had, I think he was 91. And I will also tell you that the people come literally in all shapes and sizes, and we're able to accommodate, and we've just made it a really safe, fun environment for people.
That's
a really key thing for myself and the rest of the center activity guides, is that it's safe, it's fun. And if you learn something along the way, that's great, but it's really safe and fun that's our goal.
You know, safe and fun, they kind of go hand in hand. As far as I am a Jewish mother, they go hand in hand with me. So if somebody wants to come to the lecture, it's the Aquatic Center on Monday evening, 6:00. It's free.
That's correct.
And then you can hook up with a whole bunch of other folks who are interested in the aquatic environment.
Yeah, and typically we actually get more people from the public than our club members, believe it or not. The public has really gotten a hold of this and likes it, and so we just keep doing it. It's every other month, and we do advertise. I mean, you guys are great about it. KM has been wonderful about helping to promote our program. We post it on, you know, local media. It's on the Lost Coast Outpost on, you know, calendar.
The Local Lowdown. Local
Lowdown. So, please come if you want to learn something about marine mammals.
And the other thing is that, again, you know, you have an opportunity to support this good work that's being done. If you want to become a member of a club like this or surf rider, working at the local level, you know, that little bit of membership puts a lot of power in the voices of the folks who speak for the coastline, who speak for the ocean, who speak for the marine mammals and the osprey and things like that, and help get people out there and educated.
Exactly. So,
you know, I can always promote that.
Yeah, me too. It's easy to do. Yeah, it's that kind of promotion is really easy to do, I think. So Amy, cool. I brought a gift for you.
Oh!
So we, our club published a really great sea kayak in the Redwood Coast.
It's
and
beautiful.
This book, it's color. You can find it on our website. We sell it for $15. But this book is the best thing going that tells you every put in for places to paddle in Humboldt and Delaware County.
It even has like cautions and
descriptions and
Oh, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous book. And I assume that you will be having these available on Monday night.
We will have those available Monday night.
Yep. So cool.
Yeah.
This is a lovely, lovely thing. And I will make sure if there's a link to places where you can... Is this available in the local bookstores?
The local bookstores do have it. The Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center sells it at their front counter, or you can get it on our website.
Great.
So it's $15.
This is a wonder... I mean, just doing a quick thumb through.
I have one story for that, if I may share.
Please.
And so Marcia Tauber, who you probably know. Do you know Marcia?
I don't know if I know
so Marcia. So she and her husband own Simply Macintosh.
Okay, I do know Marcia.
So Marcia was...
If you'd said Simi to Marcia, I would have known.
Marcia was the drive behind this. And the reason for that is years ago, there was a woman from the Bay Area who created a guidebook for Humboldt County. To be honest, it was a terrible book and a dangerous book. Her description of how to get to Indian Island had people going out the harbor, going out the Jaws, past the jetty.
Oh, my God.
That's how dangerous the book was. So Marcia said, hey, guys, we've got to put together our own book. And So a lot of us, we wrote, helped write the chapters, but there was Marcia and a team of people that were phenomenal about doing all the editing to bring this thing to fruition. So
and it's divvied up into geographical zones. So you have like the Eel River Delta and Humboldt Bay and Mad River, Moonstone, Trinidad, goes all the way up to Crescent City.
Yeah.
And talks about everything from afternoon winds to rip currents and where to put in and what to expect, and has a really nice description of each place that goes with it and tells you how to get there.
Yeah.
No, and it also has stuff on the local environment, the local Native Americans and wildlife and so forth. Very well. This is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm a very fast reader. Okay. A good skimmer is what I am.
So if I can promote one last thing.
Yes.
You were asking about how to get on the bay.
Yeah.
One thing that I, the city of Eureka has what's called Play on the Bay event, and that's July 29th. And what the Aquatic Center is offering is free kayak rentals between 11 and 1 p.m.
Wow. So I would get there by 10 if I were there.
Yeah, I would.
Like, there's going to be a
line.
There'll
be a lot of people.
But what a cool opportunity. I mean, for a lot of us, we can do $20-25 and it's not a big deal. But for lots of folks, especially folks with kids,
exactly,
that becomes prohibitive. So this is a great opportunity for folks who normally couldn't afford to do it. And I'm going to put my plea out there. If you can afford to do it, don't do it on that day. Let the folks who can't afford it have their chance to get out there and do something that they would normally not be able to afford to do.
Excellent. Yeah.
I mean, I've been in the point where like making my own bread and pasta, not because I want to, but because that's the less expensive thing to do, and eating lots of rice and beans. And I know lots and lots of people at Humboldt have had that experience. So let's let the folks who can't afford to do it have their go on that day. And the rest of us can pay our $20 and it's not a big deal.
It is. I mean, the $20, if you have the money, $20 to rent a boat is great. And if you look at the prices on the classes, if you want a structured class, or there's every month there's what's called the Twilight Tour, which is a harbor tour led by, you know, really competent center activities guides.
And sometimes we get them with full moons. And
Yeah. So, you know, take a look at those classes. They're I think they're priced really well. The Ollie classes are coming up, and then these free events. So, yeah.
Michael, thank you so very, very, very much. Again, Monday is the lecture for free at the Aquatic Center at 6 o'clock.
Right.
And you can go learn more cool stuff about our local coast. We're so lucky to live in an area that has this beautiful natural abundance and diversity. You know, the temperate rainforest is such a special, special place.
Yep. And I can tell you, seeing it from the water is unbelievable. So if you haven't tried it, come on out.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, Coastal Currents, sponsored very generously by Bayside Garden, Glasshouse Garden Supply, and Solutions Eco Goods.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.